Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 edit lesson. We're going to take a short Jungle 808 hit and stretch its tail, so it feels like a proper old-school DNB moment, not just a random long bass note. This is one of those tiny moves that can change the whole energy of a tune. In jungle and darker drum and bass, bass is often part of the arrangement language. It answers the break, pushes into the drop, and fills space in a way that feels sampled, edited, and intentional. So the mindset here is not how do I make one sustained bass note. The mindset is how do I make a bass punctuation mark. Think comma, exclamation point, call and response, transition glue. That's the vibe. Let's start with the source. Pick a clean 808 one shot or a short bass sample with a strong fundamental and a tail that isn't already overly destroyed. If the sample is simple, that's actually good. In jungle, simple often wins. Drag it into simpler on a MIDI track. Classic mode is a good starting point because it keeps the workflow straightforward. Now place a MIDI note where you want the hit to land. For that old school feel, try dropping it on beat one of a phrase, right before snare fill, or as an answer after a break chop. The placement matters just as much as the sound. In DNB, this kind of bass move should feel like part of the drum conversation. Next, open the sample in clip view and turn warp on. For stretching an 808 tail, Complex Pro is usually the safest place to begin, because it tends to preserve the body of the bass better. If you want a slightly choppier, more obvious time stretch character, Beats can work too, but for solid jungle tail, Complex Pro is usually the move. Start by listening to the warping behavior. You may need to drag the warp markers so the transient is locked in cleanly and the tail extends naturally. Keep an eye on the formants and envelope too. If the sound gets too synthetic, don't freak out. A little artifact can actually be part of the charm in darker DNB. But if it starts smearing or losing its weight, back it off and tighten the settings. A good rule here is to treat the transient like an anchor. Even when the tail is the star, that first hit helps the listener feel where the groove sits. If the note comes in late or the start feels soft, it can drift away from the drums instead of locking in with them. So keep that transient visible, tight, and intentional. Now stretch the note length so the tail sustains across the space you need. Maybe you want one bar, maybe two bars, maybe something a little awkward and syncopated for that old school feel. You can also duplicate the note and offset the second one slightly, maybe by a 16th or an eighth, while lowering its velocity or volume. That trick can fake a more edited decay and make the bass feel like it was chopped from auto, which is very on brand for jungle. If the tail fades out too quickly, use clip gain or the sample's volume envelope to keep it smooth and avoid clicks. If it starts looping in a weird way, make sure the end is actually decaying rather than cycling in a way that draws attention to itself. We want movement, not awkward repetition. Now let's shape the tone. Inside Simpler, use the filter and transpose controls to get the bass into a usable zone. If the sample has too much upper content, low pass it somewhere around 70 to 120 Hz as needed. If the original pitch is too high, transpose it down so it sits in a proper sub-range. And if the start feels too clicky, soften the attack a little. After that, add EQ 8. This is where we clean up the edit before we start making it dirty. Gently high-pass around 20 to 30 Hz to get rid of rumble. If it sounds boxy, a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz can help. And if the stretch brought out harshness, especially around 1 to 3 kHz, tame that area a bit. Don't overdo it. The aim is to keep the tail dark, weighty, and controlled. Now it's time to add some grime. Drop a saturator after EQ 8 and keep the drive subtle at first, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip-on can help keep the peak under control. Trim the output so you're not just making it louder, you're making it denser. That's the key. We want harmonic body, not fuzz for the sake of fuzz. If you want more character, try a little drum bus or gentle overdrive. But be careful, too much boom or crunch can cloud the low end fast. In DNB, the bass has to survive against the kick and the break. The low end needs to read clearly on a system, not just sound huge in solo. A really useful approach is parallel processing. You can keep one chain clean for the sub and another chain dirty for the harmonics. That way the fundamental stays solid while the top layer gets attitude. This is especially useful if the stretched tail starts losing definition once you push it. Now make it musical with movement. Automate the filter cutoff over one or two bars so the tail darkens as it fades. You can also nudge the saturator drive up a little in the second half to create tension. Volume automation helps the tail glide into the next section instead of just cutting off. And if you want a transitional moment, a little reverb can work, but keep it short and filtered. Short decay, high-low cut, low wet amount. You want space, not mud. This is where the edit starts to really feel like old school DNB. The sound is not just sitting there. It's moving like a phrase. It's talking to the drums. And speaking of the drums, always check it in context. Loop it against your breakbeat, kick, and snare. Solo can lie to you. A bass tail that sounds amazing alone can totally wreck the groove once the break comes in. Listen for kick collisions, tail masking ghost notes, and whether the low end is getting in the way of the snare energy. If needed, use sidechain compression lightly, a ratio around 2:1:4:1. A moderate attack and a fairly quick release can be enough to let the drums breathe without making the bass pump too hard. In jungle and rollers, subtle ducking is often better than obvious pumping. You want the drums to stay fierce while the tail supports them. At this point, if the tail sounds good, print it to audio. This is a big workflow move. Resampling gives you way more control. You can trim the length exactly, add fades, make micro cuts, reverse the last slice, or chop it into new arrangement ideas. Once it's audio, you can treat it like a sample again, which is perfect for jungle thinking. Resampling also makes it easier to commit to the sound. And honestly, that commitment is part of the magic. If it's working, print it and move on. That's often faster and more convincing than endlessly tweaking a live device chain. Now let's place it in arrangement context. Try it under an intro, where it can sit filtered behind break slices. Try it after a snare fill, where it answers the drums on the downbeat. Try a chopped version in the middle of a phrase, where it acts like a call and response with a re bass line. Or use a longer stretched version in a breakdown so it rolls into the next section. A great jungle tail often works because it leaves room. That's one of the big coach notes here. Don't feel like the tail has to fill every gap. Sometimes a slightly shorter tail placed perfectly hits harder than a huge one that crowds the loop. Let the break breathe. Let the bass answer instead of constantly speaking. Here are a few extra variations worth trying. Make a clean and dark version with minimal drive. Make a dirtier version with a little more saturation and a slight high cut. Make a version with a tiny reverse ending or a micro pitch drop at the very end. Even a subtle downward drift can feel menacing, like the sound is collapsing into the next bar. You can also split the sound into two stages. Keep the sub simple and stable and let only the upper harmonics get stretched, filtered, or distorted. That gives you movement without destroying the foundation. If you want a little width, keep it above the subzone only. Never widen the true low end too much, or the mix can get unstable fast. Another nice trick is to create a ghost tail duplicate. Copy the tail, push it an octave down, low pass it hard, and keep it very quiet. Use it only in certain bars. That can make the bass feel deeper without making the pattern feel static. And remember to check your work at low volume too. If the tail disappears when you turn the speakers down, it may be too dependent on upper harmonics. A little extra saturation or harmonic layering can help it stay present. For this lesson, here's the core idea to keep in your head. Stretch the tail, but keep the edit intentional. You're not just sustaining a note. You're making punctuation for a drum and bass phrase. So to recap the workflow, choose a clean 808 source. Load it into Simpler. Warp it, ideally with Complex Pro. Stretch the note length to fit the phrase. Shape it with filtering and EQ. Add gentle saturation for grime. Automate the movement. Resample it to audio. Then cut it into the arrangement so it works with the break, not against it. If you want to push this further, build three versions of the same tail, one clean and dark, one dirtier and more filtered, and one with a reverse or pitch drift ending. Drop each one into a different drum context and see how the vibe changes. That's how you start building real edit instincts. That's the move. A stretch jungle 808 tail might seem small, but in old-school inspired DNB, small edit decisions are everything. Get this right, and your tune instantly feels more authentic, more arranged, and way more alive.